When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Forever Dog.
Hi everyone. Sorry, gang. Hi everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. My name is Clay Tatum. I'm the writer director of Skeleton Twins, and today I am joined.
What the hell? Skeleton Twins.
Yeah, that movie sounds scary.
What
to
is
me.
The what brought up Skeleton Twins?
I just remember I was trying to think of like my credits, and I think that came up.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You're just trying to think of something you
wrote and directed.
Yeah. And we got another writer director here with me, Whitmer Thomas, the writer director of Savages.
Okay, and I understand this now.
Wait, what is
these
that
are one? Movies that me and Clay saw when we first moved to LA.
I've never seen Skeleton.
And the Landmark Theater, or maybe a trailers.
And the
that
director
we saw.
Of Rocket Science. And
oh yeah, okay.
Year of the Dog.
We went to a Q&A for Rocket Science.
We didn't know it was Q&A. That's Rodney Berry. He directed.
And Anna Kendrick was there.
That's crazy. I don't remember any of those.
And okay, this is what I remember about that. Okay, so these are all movies that would play at the Landmark Theater right when me and Clay first moved to LA.
Yeah,
we would see any independent film with giant movie stars in it. And
if it had handwritten font,
oh yeah, we were there. If it had an illustration as a poster,
yeah,
oh, we were there.
Yeah.
So
what was it, like 2008?
Yeah, somewhere around
1990,
there. 2000. Wait, no, when we just moved to LA, so it was 2017.
Oh yeah, that's
sorry.
Right.
So
you guys were 16.
Well, we just like I was doing comedy, I think, for what, 6 months?
Yeah, and I graduated from fourth grade.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What's a little older than me?
Mm-hmm.
Graduated from sixth grade, got into stand up.
Yeah, so, but Rocket Scientist was. Rocket Science?
Rocket Science.
All I remember about that is that Anna Kendrick was at the Q&A.
Yeah.
And they said.
Does it have our boy in it? Our favorite actor?
What boy?
Our favorite actor. He's also in the movie Thumbsucker.
Lou Taylor Pucci?
Yes, yeah, Lou Taylor Pucci.
I don't think he's in it.
Lou Taylor Pucci not in the movie?
He's not in the movie?
Lou Taylor Pucci not in the movie.
That's
so it's not a movie. If Lou Taylor Pucci's not in it, it's not a movie.
It's unbelievable to me that Lou Taylor Pucci isn't in a movie.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I guess he's just not free.
Yeah, he's probably busy.
Well, he's filming so many movies.
Yeah.
He's filming a lot of independent Sundance
darling
movies. The absolute dream career.
Oh, of course.
And in 2008.
Anyway, Anna Kendrick was there, and now she's a big star. That's all I was trying to say.
Yes.
2008, those were the most popular movies.
Yep. What is a movie? A movie has a beginning and an end.
Yeah, in the middle.
What about
and
the
a
middle?
Story.
You get the middle, too.
Well, there's some story in the middle.
Oh.
Yeah. So we all have, we'll be honest, we all saw Tenet together.
Yeah.
We saw it
big
together.
Movie, big screen.
We drove to Utah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To see it. Uh-huh. Packed theater.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely packed.
Oh, yeah.
Clay was starving. He didn't have time to eat.
And you know what? You know how I get when I'm starving.
He gets hungry.
I start sneezing.
Oh, yeah. Clay was
coughing.
In a real sneezy mood.
Yeah. Well, it's because of how hungry I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we walk into the theater. Immediately, Clay is pissed off because it's the only they don't sell burgers in Utah.
Yeah,
they had a burger ban
a
because
burger
of COVID.
Yeah, Mormons. COVID. Oh, COVID. Yeah, it's COVID.
Well, because Mormons believe that burgers carry COVID.
Oh, right.
Which I don't believe that. I think that that's a myth.
You're talking about COVID.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you think it's a myth, or do you believe that burgers carry COVID?
Me?
Yeah.
They don't carry COVID, though. Yeah.
The only thing Mormons carry is the Book of John Smith.
There you go. You're on fire.
You got him. You got him.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we walk in. Clay's pissed off about the burger, no burger rule.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah, and I was like, well, I didn't eat at all because I wanted to get a burger at the cinema. Mm-hmm. And so I just started getting into a little sneezing fit.
Sneezing fit, all the way to the chair.
Yeah.
People kept calling you Karen, and we you know, at the time, we didn't know about that.
Yeah, I didn't know.
This is the first time we've heard of Karen.
And Clay said, I'm not Karen, I'm Clay. Please at least call me Clay.
Clay, yes.
There you go. Karen, you fucking asshole, and you, my name's Clay.
Yeah.
A Karen, of course, is a person who sneezes too much, bothers people.
They go into Whole Foods and they sneeze. Yeah, that's what a Karen is.
Yeah.
They sneeze on all the fruit and the salmon.
Yeah, it's being a Karen, absolutely.
The only thing I'm caring about is you shutting the fuck up and sitting down so I can see my dinner at Chew. That is what I said.
Yeah.
You sneeze because you were hungry for burger.
Yes, you said, shut up, bitch.
Well, it was a guy I was talking to. Yeah,
it was a boy bitch.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
He said, shut up, you fucking bitch.
Asshole. Fucking asshole, bitch.
Asshole.
Achow! Yeah.
And sneezed. I sneezed on him.
And then I said, at you.
And you'd smack your own ass and you say, this is where I fart from. And you better watch out.
I did do that, didn't I?
He said, you better watch out or I'll direct one right at you.
That was my favorite. I you know why I did that?
Why?
Because that was always my favorite part in Ace Ventura when he would go, you want to guess where I fart from?
And then you'd bend over
and
he'd show everyone where he farts from.
Yes.
Did anybody ever guess accurately?
No. It was a rhetorical question.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. He didn't even give him time to answer.
He'd say, alrighty then. And then they'd go, Ace, what are you doing in the precinct? And he'd go, guess where I fart from? And he'd turn around.
Yes. And his job as a pet detective is to find out what a dog is.
Right.
Yeah, yes. he's gotta get down to the bottom.
Well, that's for Ace Ventura 1. For Ace Ventura 2, it's what is
who was a monkey?
Yeah.
Monkey.
Yeah, what is monkey, yeah.
What is monkey? Who is monkey?
Yeah.
Yes, it's on both of those.
Well, he says, guess where I fart from? And number one, and set number two, he's trying to find the monkey. And he goes, because he's in Africa, there's a language barrier. He says, do you want to know where I fart from? Because he's a little bit more polite.
Yeah.
Well, also, he's suffered a huge trauma.
Right.
Beginning with the raccoon.
Yeah.
Which he thought was a dog, which is part of the reason he dropped him, because he didn't give the dog the right kind of ropes.
Yeah.
Or the raccoon, because he was expecting it to be a dog.
Yes.
So he had dog ropes, not raccoon ropes, and then the raccoon falls to its death.
I do remember that.
Right.
Yeah, Clay remembers.
Yeah.
I
remember that whole freaking movie. That's how good it is.
What else do you like? You were telling me your favorite other parts?
Oh, remember that part where he goes, you want to see what a pig does? And he gets on all fours and he oinks.
Yeah.
So good. That movie's so good.
Yeah.
That's actually classic.
He does that for so many animals.
That's like literally the most of the movie is him saying, you want to see what.
It's kind of a perfect premise because like there's a lot of animals. So you can have a lot of sequels. First one is dog, second one is monkey.
Yes.
Jim Carrey, I guess, got too famous, but I was really hoping he would do a fish.
Yeah, fish would be water, really good. Yeah,
water Ace Ventura.
Is that Ace Ventura Jr.?
No, this is normal Ace Ventura, and he goes underwater to figure out about fish.
Yes,
but is the movie called Ace Ventura Jr.?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, what do you mean?
Isn't there a sequel?
Oh, a third? Yeah, I'm sure. There's like some straight to video sequel, but we don't even know what that is.
It's straight to video too, because people couldn't wait.
Yeah,
yeah, because it's so good. Yeah.
People were really excited. That kid probably, that poor kid probably was like, I'm going to get to be Jim Carrey's son. And I wonder if Jim Carrey ever even saw that.
Right.
Anyway, so we all saw Tenet.
Wait, I will say this.
What?
We did goof up just a little bit.
Why?
Because my sneezing fits technically got us kicked out of the theater.
Yeah.
About 2 minutes in.
Yeah. And we were, you're my best friend, but I let you have it. And I called you a fucking dick licking bitch fuck.
That's the last thing I remember from that night.
Yeah.
Because I knocked you out cold.
Yeah. You hit me right back in the head, right in the little sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
Right in Clay's soft spot.
Clay's notorious because his skull didn't form all the way, so he's got a lot of soft spots like a baby.
Yeah.
Easy to knock him out cold.
So if you know Clay's skull, like Whit does, you can really just knock him out cold.
Oh yeah, I know Clay's skull really well because I've known him since we were kids, and I gotta say, every time Clay starts smarting off with attitude, I always pop him right in his soft spot.
I always regret that day in school when I showed you my soft spot.
Yeah.
Back of my head.
Because I can basically flick the soft spot at this point and it knocks you out cold.
Yeah.
You can flick a black bean in the back of my head and if you hit the sweet spot.
I used to splash a sandwich pickle back there as a joke and it knocked you out cold, sent you to the ER.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you gave stopped
breathing
pickle.
For a bit there, but I understand it was a good goof.
Well, you were in the ICU for a while.
Well, that's what you did when I was sitting there.
I said, I see you.
I go, I see you. Don't wake up.
Yeah.
I see you.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So what happened after we got kicked out? Sorry, I know that you were in the ICU. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Clay was knocked out cold. We had to go to the hospital.
Gotta go to the hospital. But, you know, we're so good at movies that I think that we got 2 minutes. I think we know what the rest does.
Yeah, you could kind of piece it together from the first 2 minutes.
Yeah, so what happens at the beginning is Robert Pattinson is having a cool jacket.
Yeah.
And like a suit with cool hair.
Yeah, let me write that down. Yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
This is all true. Too. He's got the cool jacket and the suit with cool hair.
Sorry.
He looks great.
Yeah, and that's the main thing about these movies is that Robert Pattinson looks great in them.
Yeah. And John David Washington is the main guy, but but Robert Pattinson is more famous. So
yeah, he's on the guy on the poster.
John David Washington, famously the son of
George Washington.
George Washington.
Oh.
The cherry tree.
Yeah,
Cherry tree.
Yeah.
From the cherry tree movie.
Yeah, he's from the cherry tree movie.
What was the point with the cherry tree?
He kept chopping it down because he wanted some cherries.
They plant a new one, he'd chop it right down.
And his dad would go, "Why are you doing that?" And he goes, I just want cherries, man. It's like, you're growing these cherries. I can't reach them. I got to chop them down. And his dad would say, "Oh, well, thanks for telling the truth."
Yeah, and we all knew that once that happened, that's going straight to the history books.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's printed.
That's all she wrote, basically. Anyway, eventually he had a son, George Washington, named John David Washington, and that guy became an actor.
Okay.
And now he's in Tenet.
Yeah.
He's 20. He's like probably
so how does it start again? How does it start?
Robert Pattinson.
Is running around in his suit with his cool look. He looks cool.
Yeah.
Do you remember? That's in the first 2 minutes. We're just covering the first 2 minutes.
I just want to let you know that I lost a lot of memory in the ICU. So
I'm sorry. That's my fault. Sure. And I will apologize to you for just the memory loss.
Yeah, for sure. I understand. And you're just upset that because I can't help you out with this movie.
And people, exactly. And people get really upset and worried about Rod because we bully him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I bop him on the head a lot.
Yeah.
But what they don't actually know is I put you in the ICU all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know your soft spot.
Well, the thing is that you just flick Clay's soft spot.
I flick a sandwich pickle at Clay.
I slightly agitate,
but
I'm out. I'm gone. I'm checking out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But really, you could just you hit the soft spot, which is probably the worst thing you could do. You could just give it a little flick and it goes out. And the
thing is, Ron is a Superman with emotional abuse.
Yeah.
Me, I have a little soft spot. I can't even go to the ICU all the time. It costs me too much money.
Yeah, no, I bankrupt you with my taps and my flicks.
Times. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have health insurance, so.
Yeah.
I couldn't even. There's no banks I can bank at, so I have to pocket. I have to keep all my money in my pocket.
Yeah, which is why you have big old
pockets. It doesn't help, too, because you take that money after you hit me in my sweet spot. Mm.
I'll rob you blind.
Oh, yeah.
So, John David Washington is this guy
who's
running around.
Yeah.
He has a lot of thoughts in his head when it comes to cars and buildings.
Okay, so cars and buildings.
And John David, son of George, don't forget.
Okay.
Yeah.
As the actor, main actor. And his name in this is Protagonist.
Okay.
That's actually a really good name.
Which it makes sense because he's the star of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Pattinson is his friend, so he probably... I can't remember his name, but I think it's Friend.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson is named Friend in the movie.
Yeah. And they're running around doing stuff with time. Like
the guy?
He can go forwards and backwards. Which is Tenet, because it's a palindrome.
Like a skateboard?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not Tenet. Well,
yeah, well, Clay, now is Clay speaking my language.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. The movie's a little bit confusing because I thought it was Tenet because he was trying to rent an apartment.
No, you're thinking of, Renter. That's the word you're thinking of. So wait, don't let Rod interrupt you ever again.
I'm sorry, I just got really mad.
I know. And you're about to hit on me, be honest.
Well, I would never hit on you in the podcast.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that's private.
Yeah, it's incriminating, too.
Exactly. I don't want people to know about that.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, Rod, please don't spout off again like that. Get popped on the cheek.
Wait, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, these guys are running around with, they can go backwards and forwards, and there's something that they need to get a plane.
Yeah.
And the plane has to be crashed. Robert Pattinson has this crazy idea. John David Washington goes, "Are you kidding me, man?" And he goes, "Yeah, I think I'm not." Which I loved when he said that.
Yeah.
Like his catchphrase.
So what's I think I'm not. And so, he says that all the time.
This is what happened in the movie right now. They're getting a plane
to crash it. John David Washington goes, "We got to crash a plane? Are you kidding me?" And he goes, "Yeah, I think I'm not."
Yeah, his catchphrase in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Is this like close to 9/11? When does this take place?
It takes place now.
Oh, okay.
It's after 9/11.
I think there's enough time has gone by where decent
ties. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
So, is there COVID in the movie?
There's no COVID, but they do wear masks.
Oh.
And the mask is probably because of the COVID, huh?
Well, it could be COVID, but this was shot in COVID, and this was shot a while back, so I don't know what strain. I don't know. Well,
COVID's been around for a while, so.
Yeah, since the 90s.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. No, that sounds right to me. Since the 90s.
I think it was... we're talking about the Nirvana 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not that. I mean, I think...
Do y'all remember when grunge ruled the world?
Talk about Fred Durst 90s. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Wait, Rod, do you remember when grunge ruled the world?
Yeah, of course.
Imagine you're just like some kid, right, with angst. Your parents are divorced, and out of nowhere, there's an explosion of angst-ridden, sad guy, loud rock and roll.
Yes, this rocks. Music. This absolutely
And I'm telling
rocks.
You, I was going to the record store every week, and I was picking up that vinyl record. Even though there are CDs, I love the way that vinyl record plays on that needle. Am I right, Clay? Do you remember those days growing your hair long, having holes in your jeans, getting all of your clothes from thrift stores, and just living in that gloom and doom Seattle weather?
Yes.
We all lived in...
Being stinky as a dog, walking around on all fours.
Barking
like a pig.
Exactly.
That's the Nirvana 90s I remember.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what the Nirvana 90s all about.
I remember having seen the Little Roadrunner and getting some Acme TNT to blow them up. That's the Nirvana 90s I remember.
You're the coyote.
I'm the coyote. Yes, I was a coyote at the time.
What's your favorite Nirvana song?
Smell My Stinky Pits.
That's actually a really good song.
How's that go?
Smell my stinky pits. Smell my stinky pits.
Damn, dude.
Off my That's like Kurt dirty Cobain's shirt. Here. Smell my stinky pits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that song. I mean, as soon as that just came on the radio, music was changed forever.
It was 1993.
So, Robert Pattinson's want to do 9/11. Was that what's happening?
Well, he wants to, and he goes, "Yeah, I think you're going to need to see this."
Yeah, I think we got to.
So, what else happens in this movie?
They're driving down the freeway, and at one point
the car goes backwards. I do remember that.
Which is like Tenet, because it's a palindrome.
Yeah, for sure.
John David Washington does good work, and he has to learn about a lot of stuff. Well, he has to learn lessons.
Yeah,
a lot of them, and he has to make choices, and he has to change.
Yeah,
He has to grow.
So what happens after the building thing was?
They go to bed.
Oh, okay.
Well, they go to bed for the night because they have a big day the next day.
Yeah, and you kind of just watch them in the bed for a little while.
Yeah. Well, you know, to be honest with you, I'm sure they eat. They don't show that, though.
Yeah. They show them in the bed for a while, though, a good amount of time.
Yeah.
We're talking like 20 minutes.
These guys have to go backwards and forwards in order to basically do anything.
Yeah. So you know they're really tired all the time.
Yeah, and so they have to take a nap.
Yeah.
So they go to sleep. Clay, are you writing this down?
Yeah.
Clay, this is important. You got to review the movie.
Yeah. And then they wake up because they have a big day ahead.
It shows them they wake up. They have to do a big yawn. The alarm clock goes off.
Do you know why they're doing all this, Clay?
Why?
To prevent World War III.
What?
Yeah.
That would be terrible.
Yeah.
I would actually hate World War III. I'm glad these guys are trying to stop it.
Yeah. And who's doing World War III?
It is... Let me tell you.
Is it Leo? He's in the movie, right?
It is? He is?
I think, yeah.
The hell?
You don't think Leo's in this movie?
I don't think so.
Christian Bale?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So
what do they do? What happens now?
So there's an algorithm.
Okay.
This is perfect for Clay.
And yeah. They have to break it up. Okay, they don't like it.
No.
Because they're getting bad Instagram ads.
Exactly. TikTok.
Oh, bad. They're getting just bad TikToks.
Yeah. And so they don't want to be friends anymore because the algorithm's all messed up.
What's an algorithm?
Algorithm is where, like, the stuff that people like the most goes to the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a computer. Algorithm is like a computer thing.
It's like you're not getting to make that choice.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And Clay? What does the algorithm do?
It's everything's are being controlled by it.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. You know when you get a bad TikTok?
Yeah, for sure.
That's because the algorithm is bad. You gotta fix it.
Yeah. So they have to go backwards through time to fix all this so that World War III doesn't start.
Okay.
Clay?
Clay, do you understand that?
Yeah, what's going on? Write down a freaking review, like, gang.
And there's that. There's like some Russian stuff.
Are the Russians doing it?
Which is...
This is like a Russiagate movie.
What does that mean?
This is like how Russia made Trump president.
Yeah. You don't know about this?
Who's... What?
Donald... The Putin... Vladimir.
Wait, what's his name?
Vladimir Putin.
Do what?
Yes, Putin. Just like what Ace Ventura does.
Wow,
Putin. Yeah, it's like a fart.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Is he friends with the with Kim Jong Fartin?
That's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, he is actually.
Oh.
And so anywho, gang. So Vladimir Putin, he snuck into America and voted for Trump. What got Trump elected.
Oh, because wait, so just that one vote?
Yeah, he went to Florida. He voted for Trump one time.
Yeah.
Damn.
And Trump won.
Yeah. So that's the whole Russiagate thing.
That's
and Trump knew. Trump knew about it too.
Trump said it was actually cool and he likes
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So now then there's is what I wrote. I don't remember what were we.
Oh,
talking
now
about?
Then there's World War III.
Now there's.
And because of Russia. And so they have to go backwards in time to fix this with the CIA. And, you know, I mean, of course, John David Washington wants to be a part of this because it was his dad, famous.
Is Robert
dad.
Mueller in this?
Yeah, is he in that?
Ronnie Mueller?
Robert Mueller?
Our friend from high school. What?
Robert Mueller? The guy?
No, Ronnie Mueller.
Oh, Ronnie. Okay. Ronnie
he skated.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's our
friend.
Cool.
Yeah.
And he moved from Mobile and to our town, and we were fast friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would be friends with anybody with a skateboard.
Yeah, so what were you saying about him?
Yeah, I just want to know if he was in the movie. I thought maybe
no,
he was.
He's not no, he's not an actor.
No, he's not an actor. So
he,
no,
he lives in Georgia now.
Yeah. So
I wish he was in the movie.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I thought that too when I was watching it. Or when I was in the ICU having little fever dreams.
About Ronnie Mueller. I have fever dreams about Ronnie too. Somehow how much fun we had hanging out with him. Anyway, this was shot on 70mm, Clay.
Okay,
you love big movies.
That means it's a big, it's like a big screen, big movie.
One of the biggest movies that you can do.
Okay, yeah, for sure. And that's 70 inches?
Bigger.
Oh my god.
70 feet. So, yeah, so I don't know. It's like everything else is pretty clear.
I have literally zero questions. I think you clogged up all the plot holes that I thought I found.
I think the thing about these movies is they're so clear, you understand them.
Right. Well, you didn't understand because you thought our friend from high school was in it.
Yeah, I did.
So
I thought he was in it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You know, yeah, so I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it too.
It was a thrill ride. Apparently it is making its money back, even though it's not.
It's in 20 million domestically. And the movie only cost 200 million.
Right. And it's made,
that's like 10% right there.
It's made pretty, I mean, it's only got about $50 million to go. It's probably,
going to make that.
In the world.
Yeah.
And then it hasn't even opened in the big city.
So there's nothing more than you want a movie to do than break even.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's how you win in Hollywood.
You make up the money for the DVDs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would buy this on DVD just to support cinema.
I would love to see the 70 millimeter film in 480 quality.
Well, apparently it did resuscitate Warner Brothers.
They're back?
They're back.
They fell down some stairs?
I think they were okay to begin with because of the jokey.
Yakko and Wacko were okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so this movie was great.
Yeah,
it was a thrill ride. I love my guys, John David Washington and Robert Pattinson. Even though Robert Pattinson has COVID, that's sad. I want him to be okay. I love the way that these movies look, and I'm honestly, truly a giant sucker for Christopher Nolan. And so God bless him, and that's why I give it a 10 out of 10. What about you, Ron?
That's a pretty good score. Well, for me, this is a big movie, big screen. It's a great time. You got to go just run to the theater, go see this movie. It's a perfect 10 out of 10.
Okay. Now, Clay, we're going to be filming this Joe Rogan style.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, gang, the last time we did this phone thing, you know what? I'll talk about it when we actually do it. So we're gonna set up our cameras now, and we'll be right back, gang. Hi, gang. So I'm looking at you.
Yep.
Hi, gang. So this is with our last video. I've realized that we were getting bad angles because we couldn't see it. So now we have the camera facing us. So this is the microphone camera that we're using. Okay. And now on to my review of the movie Tent. Okay. You ready? Hi, everyone. This is my review of the movie Tent, filmed in the year, filmed during COVID-19, 2020. So this is my review of the movie and also what happened in the movie. So, this movie stars a character named Protagonist. These guys get tired and sleep, or maybe they don't. I don't honestly remember. Then there's World War III. But thanks to President Putin, Donald Trump is now president. And that pretty much wraps up this whole movie. And for that and everything else I said, I give this movie a perfect 10 out of 10. And you can't really make a movie better than this. I mean, you can try, but I don't think that it's possible. Gang, what do you think about the movie?
We already reviewed it.
Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, gang. Welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast. We were just doing, did another film shoot of our review. So,
did you post? Will the listeners be able to listen to your review?
Yeah, they'll listen to it.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
You understand.
Yeah, we did.
Your mind has been altered ever since you downloaded this little skateboard game.
We did. Right. I got Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, and that's all I did over the weekend.
Yeah, I got it too. I'm at 100% on both levels.
Both games?
I'm taking my time with the second level because I don't want to. Did you build yourself?
I did Andrew Reynolds throughout the whole thing, the whole game.
I did Kareem Campbell, I did Tyshawn Jones, and now I built myself.
Yeah,
but I gotta say that I know we like to joke around, we like to goof off.
Yeah, yeah.
The character designing thing is not nearly as good as it used to be.
You know why?
Why?
Because you have to buy all the crap now.
Yeah, there's not.
You have to buy it with your Tony Hawk money.
You have to buy like changing your nose and stuff.
I think there's maybe just not enough face different faces.
I wish that they could do the thing where you take the photo yourself and they put it into the game. That's how basketball games work.
What? Right. I don't know if you can do that anymore.
Yeah, Rod.
Yeah, Rod.
What, do you think, dude? I'm making that up?
I don't know. I think
calling
so.
Him a liar.
I'm a professional gamer, and I've never
heard Rod!
Of Rod, you've never
I,
heard
the
of
The reason oh I know God. This is because I was talking to a friend the other day, and yeah. he told me that.
You have a, who? Who was it?
His name's Zach. He's not really my friend. I just met him the other day.
Zach who?
Sounds
Allen.
Made up.
Well, his name's Zach Allen.
Zach Allen?
Yeah.
Is that one name? Zach Allen?
That's
Zach
first Allen? First and last name.
Sounds fake.
He's a skater. He's cool. Yeah, I saw him at a skate spot, and we were talking about it, and he said this to me.
Yeah, what do you say?
He said, well, I just told you, Clay.
Tell me again.
That you can take a photo.
Yeah,
I can take a photo, too. And put it into the basketball guys. God, if we weren't on the podcast, I'd smack you in your soft spot.
You were just looking at my soft spot, and you wanted to hit it.
Yeah.
I saw it in your eyes.
But yeah, that soft spot is irresistible to wit.
Yeah, pissing me off.
So...
So you can't make yourself funny looking. I was trying to
But why do you need to make yourself funny looking? You got all those skaters.
Because I want to make myself.
But you want to make... You either want to make yourself or you want to make a funny looking guy.
Or I want to make, like, a hot girl.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Ooh, blonde.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. Ooh, big oh, red yeah. lips. Ooh. Ooh, oh.
Yeah, big long legs and
big.
Arms.
Yeah, ooh.
And a long big. Neck like a giraffe.
We're talking about longest neck.
She can crane it when you're in the other room, but she doesn't want to walk over there. She cranes her neck around.
In. Yeah,
she
goes, giraffe what? Neck in. Yeah.
If
she's hungry for like leaves or something, yeah. There's only tall trees out.
She goes...
Yes.
God, that's the absolute dream.
That's actually,
but you can't do that. You can't even control woman. How long you want the neck to be.
But did you play with the mods?
You know, that mean?
The game mods.
What's that?
You would like turn on cheat codes.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing that.
I didn't do that either, but...
Did you have to look on YouTube at where some stuff is?
Yeah, I did, for sure. There's some secret tapes that I had a hard time finding.
I didn't have trouble with the secret tapes. I had trouble with, like, the...
The V?
Magic Bums.
Oh, because they
like, there's they only pop one up. Of
there's
them
only one of them
at time. Once.
Yeah. Excuse me?
There's Magic Bums.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I guess is not PC, but that's what they're called.
No, I did it on my PC.
Yeah.
No, I did it on PlayStation, so yeah, for me, it's not PC.
I was on PlayStation also.
It was for me, for PC. I streamed a PC, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, that was hard for me to find, and there's one... level where I couldn't find the letters.
You could find the letters? There's the easiest thing to
find. Because you got to smash through windows in one of the levels.
Oh, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
I didn't know about that.
You have to smash. A tough one. I haven't really gotten that far. I'm only on the third level.
And you are the one that you can't.
You're the only one who actually plays games.
So, like, I can only get so mad in a day.
Yeah, my kind of rage is like.
Well, see, I downloaded it. I thought I was going to Twitch stream it one day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I downloaded it. And it said it was downloaded, and then I started the game up, yeah. And then it had to download a second time.
Yeah, actually, you had to update. You have to update your PlayStation to get it. Is
actually,
that what's going
on? I twitched the other day.
You twitched the other day?
Yeah, right after a wit hit my soft spot.
Yeah.
So
I twitch every time Rod tells me about anything.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So anyway, it took me...
That's cringe, Rod.
Yeah, I downloaded cringe, the game, dude. And then it was going to take me 120 minutes.
Oh, cringy, cringe, Rod. Dude,
cringe.
To download the actual game. So Rod. I did the tutorial for a little bit. That's and
cringe.
Then,
yeah, that makes my vagina dry.
Ugh.
And then I did... I only played it on
Monday. Ooh, I think I just threw up in my mouth a little.
Yeah, for sure. You're like a cross between an avocado and a trash can.
Is that good or bad?
Oh. Rod, you know how I know you're gay?
Yeah. Now, is being a cross between an avocado and a trash can, is that good or bad?
It's good. It's a really good thing. It was a compliment.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Just ask Deadpool.
Yeah.
Have you seen Deadpool 2? That Deadpool 2 is the closest we have to like an actual studio jokey comedy movie.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, Deadpool 2 is actually pretty good.
Oh, it was absolutely great.
It's much better than Deadpool 1.
Yeah.
He has a dirty mouth on him. He's like a sailor, right?
Yeah. He is like a sailor.
He's like a samurai.
Mm-hmm.
You got the swords.
I don't like that.
Well, so did you not even try to play with Chad Muska? Because he looks the coolest.
No, just I only played with...
Did you unlock the other Andrew Reynolds?
Listen, I...
Does Chad Muska have... Does he have Supers on in the game?
Yeah. Well, no, he has his own brand of shoes he designed to look like some vintage shoes of his.
Oh.
Which are cool.
Listen, once I get... Once Andrew Reynolds got one stat increase, I don't want to go back to any other skater.
Oh man, Tyshawn. My Tyshawn has got all the stats.
Yeah.
Who?
Tyshawn. Tyshawn Jones is a great skater.
Yeah. But you know what I did not unlock?
Hmm.
The freaking secret tapes, the videos.
The V thing?
I don't know. Well, no, it's not even the V thing. It's something else.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Cause what, a video part or something?
There's video parts in the game?
The V, that's the logo of the company that made it. I don't know. Stupid. I don't know why you collect it. I don't know what it does. But they have like skate video parts that you have to unlock. But you have to unlock it by doing these like, I don't even know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know how to unlock them.
Me neither.
What is that?
I don't know, Rod.
I don't know about gaming. I like going outdoors, but I don't know anything.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid.
Are you throwing
we
up?
We didn't have video games. We had full time jobs to go to.
Rod, did you create yourself?
No, I just created a weird character.
Actually, Rod did create himself.
Really?
Yeah. He created himself, and once he started skating, you know those 5 stars in Grand Theft Auto? They came up at the top of his screen.
Yeah.
And the cops arrested him. And I didn't know. I thought that was a Grand Theft Auto thing, but once I saw Rod play, and he made himself, cops showed up no time.
Yeah, they did arrest. I got arrested in the game. Yeah. But it's not like Grand Theft Auto when you just get out. You actually have to just sit in jail.
So now you're playing as an alias.
Well, no. Bless you.
Oh, I'm hungry.
I'm still in the... my guy's just in the jail, and I'm just going to wait till he gets out to play.
Cool. Rod.
I'm getting hungry,
Clay,
man.
Are you okay?
I'm sneezing.
Rod, are you wearing cologne or something? Why are you making Clay sneeze?
I'm not wearing cologne, man. I hate sneezing, man.
Well, I don't know why. I don't know what you're doing, but you're making me sneeze, and it's like pissing me off.
Am I making you sneeze?
Yes,
dude. I thought you were sneezing.
Rod, you're pissing him off.
I thought he was sneezing because he's hungry.
Yeah. Well, that
he's
too.
What-y?
Hungry.
What?
Rod, yeah, that's cringe. That's cringe. Once again with the cringe, dude. Yes, dude. You're cringe, man.
What do you mean I'm cringe?
So Rod, what are these other video games that you're playing where you can't finish, you can't complete Tony Hawk Pro Skater?
Well, I have been playing Fall Guys a lot. It's just a...
But yeah, that's what we... there's a lot of that.
I played that the other day after they got pissed at me.
Every game right now, if I'm playing it, is Fall Guys because the end of summer was yesterday, I think.
Yeah, oh, that's actually really
that's
funny.
That's really funny. That's yeah. You have really a stand-up special out too?
I do.
Yeah.
Comedies. It's for HBO.
Yeah,
for sure. I'd say it's top to bottom really funny.
Yeah, for sure.
And I play some Pokemon sometimes. And
Yeah, you play Pokemon and poke a lot of things, don't you?
What?
Pokemon, poke.
You said you poke a lot of things, don't you?
I don't know if that's actually true. Man.
What? So, I guess you're more of a Grabamon, huh?
Come on. That's pretty messed up.
Grab him on when he got your back towards you.
Excuse me?
You play that game every night.
Yeah, sniff him on. You do it all.
Sniff him on?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
All right. Well,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know about a lot of things other than that. Sometimes you're cringe, man.
Yes.
You keep calling me cringe. I think it's actually really mean of you.
Sorry.
It's hurting my feelings.
You're a cross between a dirty old sandwich and like a other sandwich or something.
Something like that.
Yeah. Like a dirty old sandwich and then
anywho
just
gang.
A cross between a bar of soap and a
yes.
like a sports yes. ball.
Remember when that movie came out? Remember that movie when that movie came out, everyone was tagging me as TJ Miller.
Oh yeah,
that's the angriest I've ever been in my life.
Sorry, pal. Yeah, I hate that, and it never feels good whenever somebody's saying that you look like somebody, especially when that person is problematic. But
isn't just TJ Miller? Yikes! Gang.
Because he was wearing glasses and had a beard.
Yeah, I don't have a beard all the time.
This is why you have to dye your hair a funny color.
I know. What should I do? What color? I'll do any color. Just tell me right
green.
Now.
Green. Bright, like vivid
green. Yeah, do green. That'd be cool.
You've never done green.
Never done green. All right.
Do it.
Didn't you do pop punk blue once?
Yeah, sure. That was cool.
That was a really cool look.
So what do I do? Is my hair too short though?
No, I think it'll be cool if it's short, because then it'll grow out.
Are you going to bleach his hair?
Yeah, I would have to bleach it first to get it that
bad. Well, you want me to do it, or do you want your fiance, who's actually really good at this crap?
She'd probably be pissed at me once I do it, but...
Why?
Because she'd have to spend all day looking at my ass, looking like the freaking Joker. You know what? She doesn't want to be engaged.
Wait, are you just trying to make him look like the Joker, Whit?
I didn't even think about the Joker, honestly.
I'm as pale as the...
Like, oh, did Jack, you know that the thing that helps not get COVID is the sun?
Vitamin D?
Yeah.
You've been listening to Joe Rogan, haven't you?
I've been listening to my dad.
And your dad's a Joe Rogan head for sure.
He loves that guy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
He told me today that we gotta start boosting Biden.
Yeah.
I said, you gotta. California's going to be fine.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, I can vote for I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, you gotta boost Biden, man.
Yeah,
oh, he listens to this podcast too. I just found out.
Our podcast?
Yeah.
Does it not drive him insane?
I said, none of that stuff is real. Well, this is more of a Candy Boys talk.
That's the podcast is actually fake.
Yeah.
Does he know?
That it's not real. The stuff I say. I don't know. But whatever, let's save that combo for the Candy Boys.
Yeah, we'll save that for the Candy Boys.
Which is why you should become a patron.
Yeah.
Because we have real talk on the Candy Boys.
Yeah.
So
we're getting close to the Candy Boy gang. I guess if you want to go see Tenet, go see Tenet. I recommend everyone go Rest Your Life to see this $200 million movie.
Yeah, we're trying to get it back. We're trying to make it make all its money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, or you can torrent it. I don't know.
That's become a patron. And also, now that we're doing this podcast real time again.
Yeah.
We should probably start, you know, like, telling people to review the thing again.
The who?
Yeah, review the...
Review
the podcast.
Yeah, we'll get back into that, dude. We're about to do a deal with Spotify, so I don't know how much of that is necessary, but if you guys feel the need to review, I think you should do it.
We're doing a deal with Spotify?
Yeah, we're doing a deal with Spotify.
What is it? Clay's the leader of the podcast.
100,
I don't know about this.
10 million, I think. Did I tell you about this?
No,
I
that's actually I a know. Lot of money.
Yeah.
Wait, split two ways?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Wait,
what if Rod's good? If Rod's good for 1 week, for one full week, he can be good.
No shenanigans from
no Rod shenanigans. Yeah, no cringe either, Rod.
I don't. Yeah, I don't do any cringe. No shenanigans.
4.5 million.
Yeah, you get 4.5 million mil.
If you don't act like a buffoon,
that's actually gonna be really hard.
Yes.
Yeah. So good luck, Rod. And if you're not mean.
Yes, yes.
Can't be mean for 1 week.
So really, you just have to shut your freaking mouth.
All right, I'll just be quiet 1 week.
Yeah.
Good.
You have to be nice and gentle.
Yes.
Okay.
Which I know it's going to be hard for you.
Yeah, it's pretty... That's going to be rough.
So, gang, we're going to Spotify in about a couple of days. I'm surprised I didn't tell you about this.
Yeah, I didn't know we were going
to
be Spotify.
But still, leave reviews on...
We're also moving to Texas.
Yeah.
We all have to move.
It's for tax reasons.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, once you get $110 million, you have to move to Texas.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, gang, so if we're going to go to the Candy Boys now. We have a whole thing of candies. You don't believe me. What's this then?
We're going to take pictures of Clay with his candy.
Yes, okay, gang. Well, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you at the movies.
Is that your new catchphrase?
Yeah, I just made it up.
Forever!
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.